from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But thinking of the Royals and where they're at, I know we focused in on the outfield for a stretch of time, and we were talking about what they weren't getting.
Yeah.
And then we were saying, hey, it's great to have Hunter Renfroe back, and it is. But a name that quietly has had a really strong month in June is Kyle Isbell. And maybe he hasn't got the attention because the team as a whole just hasn't been as good this month.
And he's not hitting like Bobby Witt Jr. Superstar.
Of course not. He's not. Of course not. There's only one Bobby Witt Jr. And nobody's saying Kyle Isbell is a superstar or going to be one or anything. But he's been a really productive player for them in the month of June. If you take a look, even if you just do a simple batting average, he's in .286. For this team.
Lower on base percentage. You'd like it to climb up a little bit. But yeah, .286 and almost 800 OPS. And you got to remember, he plays center and he's been playing center field very well. So defensively, gold. You've had no complaints about what you're getting out of Kyle Isbell. A lot of this is like me just trying to decide where I am on the outfield. Because when we go back and forth on the bullpen or the outfield, there's decisions to make eventually about whether or not you want to take playing time away from MJ Melendez, Kyle Isbell, or Hunter Renfroe. Renfro's on a 2-year contract. He's a veteran player, and he was pretty hot before he eventually got injured on the toe. And so he's got a long leeway here, probably from the Royals end to try to figure it out. Isbell was the guy that I thought, oh, you know, they're just going to try to go trade for like a Jazz Chisholm, or they're going to go look for some of these other players. He's made it kind of hard. He's made it hard to think that you need to do anything about center. If you're going to get a 750, 800 OPS, and he's going to play, I think, like high grade, high level center field defense at Kauffman, he might be safe the entire year. So then really all you're down to is MJ, who is hitting better in June than he was in May, but there's still problems there. I will say this. His stats, since he once again switched his hands, and I know you talked about that, and we've talked about that with MJ before, and those things, he did not the same hand switch, but he did something like that last year. He's hitting better. He's got like a little over an 800 OPS, just like Kyle Isbell. Now, he's playing a position in which you would expect a better than 800 OPS because playing left field, he's not playing center field. But he's got to make these adjustments sooner. Why is it every year that MJ Melendez is getting 70 games into the year and having to adjust it? Or should I be looking at it the other way, which is, why is he constantly having to try to fix his swing?
Yeah, I don't think it's like, hey, why are you waiting so long to make adjustments when things aren't going well at anything in life, and certainly as a baseball, you're going to make adjustments. You're not going to be status quo. You're going to try to make changes. The changes haven't really worked all the time. And that's why, I mean, look, that's why it's been a frustrating year for MJ Melendez. You know, you see flashes. It's, I think, the reason why, of course, he continues to be with this team. I mean, you see flashes, you see potential, you just don't see it consistently enough.
It's still at 178.
Yeah, I know, it's not good. I mean, it's not good, but you know, then he'll have a week, you know, this weekend or something, he'll hit a home run to win the game, and everybody's like, and then you're like, well, shit.
Yeah, he did that. You know, he did that for a little bit, and you felt pretty good.
But and let's just be honest, other option. I mean, Drew Waters, not it. Okay, and I don't think they think he's it. So I don't think that.
I'll be honest, I'd be fine to try Rave or Cross or like whatever, guys who seem like they're not ready. But I mean, look, I understand that attitude. I'm not definitively saying that. Some guy's going to be way better than that. At this point, it feels like the easiest solution is to just trade for a right-handed platoon guy. And definitively, anytime he's up against a lefty, MJ Melendez isn't in the lineup, and then a couple of other times. But you've got enough guys. Here's the problem. If you go for somebody who's not a full-time outfielder, you already have a roster crunch for the number of positions and the number of hitters you were trying to get in the lineup because of the Michael Massey conundrum, where they don't want to put him in the field right now because they want him to hit, because his bat is important to them, and so they have one less spot you can't put in a DH position. So like, what do you do?
Well, that's why
if you're not training for a full-time outfield, you're going MJ Melendez whole year's hitting 178 with a 248 on base percentage.
That's why I think it's way more likely if they make a trade, they trade for a bullpen arm earlier. If they were to trade for a corner outfield bat and some of that can work in, that doesn't happen, Cody, in my opinion, until much closer to right at the deadline. And by then, you don't root for anybody to get hurt, but there's probably going to be some other injury between now and July 30. I mean, it's just baseball.
Yeah, so somebody, I mean, for a couple of weeks, right? Or
so
whatever.
Does that work itself out? I wonder if that the position player move will be more of a true deadline move. I can see the bullpen arm being a little bit earlier in July versus waiting till the 30th or whatever. You know, the performance, though, from Kyle Isbell, I mean, last night he started the back-to-back triples. He had that going for this team.
He did.
He did speak in postgame last night on Bally.
Yeah, I knew I hit it pretty well. I didn't really have the best angle on it. I'm just going hard out of the box, and whatever happened.
The decision, it seems like between second and third, you kind of stumbled right together. Do you think you might?
Yeah, I thought I was going to go down for a second. Got my feet back under me and was able to make it.
When you look at the offense today, being able to start that energy of that sixth inning, how important was that to kind of help you get a win against the Guardians that you're trying to chase in the AL Central?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. I mean, both offenses were trying to get going. As a pitcher's duel tonight, both of the pitchers were incredible. Their bullpen's really good. Our bullpens stepped up tonight, and it was a good game.
You mentioned the bullpen stepping up. What was your viewpoint from Sam Long coming in there? What before did you guys went through in the sixth inning?
I mean, it was incredible. I mean, the energy those guys came out with and to execute pitches in those situations was fun to watch.
Did you get a sense that there's, with this crowd tonight on the Thursday night, that there was a little bit of a different electricity in the air?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Cleveland's the best team in our division for now, and there's a lot of energy, a lot of fun.
For now. It's a threat from Kyle Isbell. For now.
What was the attendance last night? 23,000, man.
It was a good crowd.
For Thursday night, big series they've been promoting for a while. People wanted that slap koozie, you know? It was that quirk slap koozie or whatever they call it last night giveaway. That's what people wanted.
My kids like slap bracelets still. Makes sense. It is kind of satisfying, right? Because you take it off, you put it back on the drink, you get that vibe.
That was the koozie. And then it's Hall of Fame weekend stuff going on. Bo Jackson ceremony tomorrow. And then the Cole Reagan Sunday with Superman bobblehead, I think it is.
He's like invisible?
He's Superman, you know?
Is that what it is? He's invisible. Superman's not invisible.
Does this start line up where... Let's see. Tonight's Alec Marsh. So Reagan's won't pitch on his bobblehead day. It'll be the day after.
That's a little too clean. It's better than when they give out the bobblehead after a guy's been cut or got sent down to the minors. That's happened a couple of times.
Well, we already had one where someone was hurt and wasn't. They like, Massey's bobblehead was why he was hurt.
Hurt's different than cut or sent to the minors.
Look, we've talked a ton about attendance at times. 23,000 on Thursday night, that's totally respectable, and you'll absolutely sign up for that.
Yeah,
and they should be. I mean, this is a big series and summertime, right? There's no school, none of that. The weather, like last night, it's been hot all week, but last night was not miserable the way it was on, Monday or something like that.
No, we ended up getting pretty lucky. Now the weather's kind of, I mean, at least a couple of days.
A little break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.